Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
Welcome back to the Trophies and Medals podcast. Your boy Batman with the F-Tide crew. We got Jimmy Robichaud, Twin, Tony Love, and Ty King in the building. What's good, fellas?
Let the foolery begin. Fuck the Super Bowl.
Right. Fuck the Super Bowl. Shit.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
As they say, fuck the Super Bowl.
That's why I watched the Super Bowl. That's why I just said fuck the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Right.
So, I mean, of course,
Taylor Swift, the Mahomes rapist, the slow looking wife.
Damn.
Wait, sir.
He went with the slow looking wife. Hold on, what?
You ain't see how she looks? Does she not look slow?
I know. I agree with you.
But I do have to make one. I do have to make
bubblehead.
He said bubblehead.
Okay, go ahead, Jim. One correction, sir. He's not a rapist. He's a sexual assaultist. Those are two different things.
Oh, my goodness. For real?
Really? We ain't never making it to ESPN.
Guess what? Tell us what. Cool didn't let his ass in, nigga. That video, that nigga got to die, nigga. Tell us, like, assault, rapist, whatever the fuck you want to be. Your ass ain't come on here. Dip. That's one of my girls.
Dip.
He didn't quite get it in.
Yeah. There was no penetration.
The couches.
We have to be correct on these things.
Oh, right. Man. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Guess what? At the end of the day, he still got denied from getting in the house and kicking with the crew. That's why all that matters.
If this the energy we're having on an early Sunday afternoon, you know what I'm saying, before the Super Bowl, this is
He was challenging his Trey
Songz. Oh man, let me add that to the list. I forgot to add that.
Wow.
As I was saying, we're gonna do a little Super Bowl preview. We'll talk about some NBA trade deadline and NBA talks with Doc Rivers and his first five games as the Bucks head coach. And then get to some Shannon Sharpe and Monique. But first thing first, as far as the Super Bowl, the first thing I want to ask y'all is Kadarius Toney. they pretty much telling him to stay your ass home, nigga.
Yeah, I know. What the hell is that about, boy?
I mean, from the Chiefs' point of view, it's like, look, we trying to win. You ain't been helping us. So,
Correct.
You know, so it's like,
well, why did you don't we try to be, him? What the deal
we,
with it? Why
right. Well, that's what I said a couple of weeks ago. I like, you know, you try to be nice about it and just not give him snaps and this and that and the other. But then he start talking in the media. Then you're just like, okay, we're going to say that you hurt. And then he come out saying, no, I'm not hurt. Well, now you're not on an injury report and we just going to come out and say we ain't going to play you. Now we got to embarrass you.
Like you said, you hurt. You didn't hit it the first time. You hurt, nigga. Fuck, stay home.
Right, because that used to be his thing. It's like he's never healthy, right? You know what I'm saying? He went from being on injury report to going to the Chiefs, and all of a sudden he's ready to play. So they were trying to be nice about it, and like I said, he just...
Well, why are they being nice is the question. I'm trying to understand that. Are we being nice? That's when we like, okay, at this point, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's a PR thing. I mean, you do have to keep in mind this is a business and these are other players. So if you fuck over one, it's going to look bad.
The agency.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. They do that anyway. They fuck over you anyway. They'll cut your ass on anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a Kansas City Chiefs. This is a Midwest organization, mom and pop.
Fuck them, you know, slant people.
In theory, mom and pop.
Yep.
You know, we care about our workers. We're gonna put them in the best
situation. Billionaire mom and pop.
When they're with us and when they're without us.
Exactly. You're right, Tony Love. You hit it on the head, bro. Yup, Midwest for sure.
Because there's a lot of because you know what now that makes part of sense now why there's so many KC fans. Because I'm looking around like, where are all these fucking KC fans coming from all of a sudden? But you know what? They probably always been around because Midwest don't have shit anyway but KC. So that might make sense, especially since St. Louis had left.
The thing about it, KC was didn't he have like a crazy streak as far as sellouts?
Yeah,
like going back into the late 90s.
Yeah, they did. So for sure.
To say they weren't even successful back in those days too, and they were still selling out says a lot as far as their
fans. Right. I kind of put that on a lot of Nebraska fans, honestly. They just love football, and they just gravitated to KC.
Yeah.
Especially with the colors team. And everything.
Yeah, the colors.
Close team and all that.
Good call.
So I can see that also, but I'm just ready for this day to be over with, man. I'm so sick of walking around here saying fucking KC shit on and everything. It's just irking the shit out of me. You're like, even Texas people are so much bandwagon. I think they just became KC fans because of the fact that Mahomes because he's from Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Texas Tech. Yeah.
Yeah. And Texas Tech on top of that. Exactly. So I'm just like, this is getting annoying. Just get this shit over.
That's why you have so many people running around Baton Rouge talking about these Cincinnati Bengals fans.
Right. Right.
Like, since when?
Yeah. Yeah. I got it.
People going to find a way to latch on to a winner any way possible.
Yeah, because I never thought in my life I would root for the 49ers in my life. Never thought this day would happen.
Nigga, you.
I mean, they're playing your division rival, so that actually makes sense. That's why you used to tell the people about, like Saints fans used to beef with Cowboys.
Why are y'all beefing with
the Cowboys?
But it's different. This KC team is way different than the past. I had respect for some of the old KC teams. But this fucking annoying-ass team, I fucking can't stand. I'm glad they got rid of Child Armbreaker. That was cool.
Tony Love facial expressions.
I don't get what's the hate. Where's the flamboyance? Where's the cockiness about them? You know,
It's more so the fan base.
It's the fan base more than anything. Yeah, because I'm like this. Well, Child on Breaker is just Child on Breaker. Fuck him. I don't like him. Mahomes is his family. Like, I just don't like his fucking family. Like, his mom was probably the only cool person in the family. Daddy is on Big Pat. Man, Big Pat is showing he is the true nigga that he is. Goddamn, a walking nigga drunk. God damn. Like, shit is crazy.
That man down here doing the Lord's work. You hear me?
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't have no super, super issues with Pops, but you can just, like, he wasn't a nigga when he was in baseball, but now that he retired, don't get it to him, but he acts a little more professional. He just act like he just put the perception, like, it's bad now, though, nigga. Like, God damn, we ain't never heard you. You know,
he got that MLB pension, man. He good, let me get him now.
I chew that, but still, though, man. I'm just tired of my home family, though. I think it's more the family. Not my home. I like my home. That's the crazy part.
What somebody said this week. It was like when they were talking about his dad and the DUI or whatever. For those who don't know, his dad got a DUI recently. And somebody was saying somebody was saying like, Mahomes knows his father. It shouldn't be a distraction. So don't try to make that a story.
Here's what I say about his family, though. The family don't bother me because they in KC. They don't have the big media following in KC. Now imagine if they was in LA. Ooh. Imagine if they was in Dallas. Imagine if they was in New York. Imagine if they was in Chicago.
Atlanta.
This would be 10 times. This would be 10 times worse. If this little bit annoys you now, think of it how they'd be in a bigger media market.
I don't give a fuck about the media because it ain't happening, but this enough too much as is. Who cares, man? But let's get this game over with. Come on, Niners. I never thought I'd say this in my life, but come on, fucking Niners. God damn.
So on the actual game,
at least the Niners got New Orleans ties to us. Like, damn, you know, fuck, the coach name is all son after Lil Wayne. God damn. We gotta fucking just root
for the fuck Kyle Shanahan.
Hey man. Who you hate more? Kyle or fucking Chiefs?
Kyle.
God damn. Okay. Guess what?
Kyle by association with the Falcons.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah.
Okay. Respect. That's okay. Respect.
What a joyful day. 28-3. What a joyful day.
Never forget. As far as the actual game on the field, one, y'all think Deebo Samuels would be serviceable as far as from the injuries?
I think he
can swing the game.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm talking about not just playing, but I'm talking about is he going to be himself?
I hope so.
He need to be. He definitely needs to be. I'll tell you that.
I think he will be. I don't know. For some reason, I think they low key try to keep him a little extra healthy by not playing him for some weird reason. Like they were that confident that they were going to get here.
Yep.
And I think that just gave him that more time to rest.
With the 2 weeks,
it's going to take him, Christian Kittles, to take that pressure off of Brock Purdy. The reason why I'm rooting for 49ers is because Brock Purdy reminds me of Drew Brees.
I heard a comparison, and I think it's a little too early.
He remind me. Yeah, well, he just do like he don't rush it. He remind me of Drew Brees. Like he got that. He got that calmness. He got that calmness of Drew Brees. Like he ain't gonna force it.
I will take Purdy over Cause, but the Drew Brees comparison is way off.
Yeah, it's real disrespectful to Drew Brees.
Way off.
Okay. It's real disrespectful to Drew Brees. Like it's great that Purdy gets that comparison, but it's also highly disrespectful to Drew Brees. Like Drew Brees wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like Purdy wasn't the high school prospect that Brees was. And he wasn't the college player that Brees was either.
And you got to realize too, that the NFC Championship game was their first comeback of double digit.
What I'm saying is, when I compare him to Drew Brees, it's his poise. And you can tell he don't worry about the play that didn't work out. He just, it's the next play. That's Drew Brees. It was the next play.
But this is the difference.
So that's what I mean by that. I ain't saying he playing like Drew Brees. He reminds me of a Drew Brees.
But the difference is with Drew Brees versus Brock Purdy, Purdy has all pro talent all around him. So of course you're gonna have that.
Yeah.
Drew Brees didn't have all pro talent. He made them all pro.
I don't care if he got squirrels around him. His poise as a quarterback is what I'm looking at. I don't give a shit. He even got roaches he throwing to. It's just his poise, brother. His poise reminds me of Drew Brees. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see both sides. No, for real though. Like, I really do see both sides. Like I see it is a confidence that he does, but I think that's just because of his daddy being a former pitcher. I think that because his dad being a former pitcher makes him. His dad probably taught him like, you need to get that pass. I mean, 8 years of the pro. Come on, Tony Love, cut that out. You know, you
got it. Minor league?
What's that? That's it.
Minor league.
Still play.
That's not show experience. That's not show experience.
Hey, man. It's still a mental. It's mental, though. Mental, though. Be prepared when you get there. How about that?
Mental. I'm just going off of playing against 5,000 to play a night against 20,000.
Hey, what are you getting paid?
You still get paid, and you still
not major league dollars.
You still get performing. You still performing.
Major league dollars.
But he is a professional,
and you still performing.
Made, you gotta keep playing against a college crowd, man. Come on, right yo. Now.
cut that Yankee shit out right
crowd.
Now.
Come on.
Cut
a college
your
crowd.
Cut your Yankee shit out. And he played
Montreal Expo crowd.
A college crowd. And we talk back when I played. Come on,
now. That's the arrogance of you and your damn Yankees right now.
Minor league. That's not about. It's no. I'm talking about the show. I'm not talking about the Yankees. The show.
Wait, Matt. Still though, in any type of, no matter if the crowd is no matter what, can you keep your poise? Small or big?
No, Tone Love. No, seriously. Wait a minute. Look, no, listen. Tone Love. Yes, there's clearly a difference between playing in minor league and the pros. However, if I was lucky enough to play overseas, don't you think that experience will benefit my kids?
Yeah,
but it's not the
you're playing against a pro crowd overseas.
But it's not the NBA. But it's not the NBA.
It's not the same crowd.
It's not the NBA.
It's the same size crowd as the NBA overseas. You don't think that?
So you're not the NBA
same type of arena.
So you telling me
if we're talking about NBA,
I'm not just talking about the crowd. I'm not just talking about the crowd. I'm talking about the NBA. The NBA experience. NBA experience is different from overseas experience. I'm talking about the Philippines, Argentina.
I'm talking about what you're playing in front of. Like you don't think it's a difference between a guy playing at playing at Tulane against 20,000 students where you're playing at LSU against 100,000 fans.
Yes.
You don't think there's a difference
playing into that? But also there's a difference between as far as overseas. There's a difference between playing in Spain, Greek, and then playing in fucking
Croatia,
Dominican Republic.
But I'm talking about the professional experience.
Okay,
the top prize. You think?
I get what you're saying, but no. Let's look at it from this perspective though. His dad has seen the worst in the minors, and he's seen the best been seen to the minors. He's seen both worlds, and it's about then he's seeing how these people still. Some people can't perform around 5,000 people, as you trying to shit on that.
Some people can't perform against 20 people.
Don't tell me his daddy taught him something. If he can't,
he said he's seen that, but he could daddy say, I've seen how cats crack.
Hey, man.
The smallest level.
In the words of Fabulous,
the highest level.
Even a dumbass could drop a clever turd, man.
Exactly. Why?
So let me ask you something. Which one would you prefer? To be in the major league and not play a game at all, or be in the minor leagues and play?
You need another comparison. If you're in the major league and never played, you ain't in the major league.
So, but that's what I mean, though. Just because you use everybody, you could be in the minor leagues and play way more, or have way more experience, get way more there than in the professional. Just because you're in the professional league doesn't mean you're actually learning anything or learning more than you would in the minor league. You're just on the team.
No, you're not.
Just Terrence Tony is showing us that now.
Everybody gets played in the major. Everybody plays. Everybody plays.
Everybody
plays.
They're going to get days off.
A starting pitch is going to – a starting pitcher's gonna pitch every 4 days, but everybody, that reliever is playing every day.
The bottom line is we can't discredit his father playing some type of higher than high school athletic
college and higher than college.
Like
they had a chance to get to
because that's what we went, especially like for example with basketball or in any sports. Look at the number of. When you go through these kids that's coming out of high school that's highly rated in any sport, if you go down a family line, I guarantee you, plus 80% of them had parents, relatives, or something that played college or higher. And that experience helps.
Right.
Period. That's what I'm just trying to say. I don't know.
Exactly. We just say, even this is him telling where he was at to even motivate him.
So, Tone Love, watch this. Tone Love, your pops. You don't think the stuff you learn from your pops don't help you with your son?
As far as strategy, but I don't, as far as the big moment, I wouldn't know what to tell my kid.
So,
I don't have that experience.
Yes, but you have some experience or some knowledge because of your pops and what he did with college basketball, right? So, if you came from a line of accountants and couldn't give your kids shit. That's a difference. That's an advantage.
Yeah. And that's all we just
yes or no.
Yeah, I don't see the advantage.
But isn't an advantage
of his, you know, second tier experience to me playing at the pinnacle of the highest of sports. I don't see the difference.
We're not talking about the difference of the highest of sports. We're talking about the difference of the average Joe Smo.
What are we talking about?
Right, but you got here.
I got here. What can you tell me? What can you tell me? This is the conversation when
the things he had told him growing up as a kid has got him to this point because the experiences that he's been through actually has made him better because he said, okay, I see what you need to do to put the extra work in to get better, which now makes you can even balance you out to even understand the level of crowds. That's all. It's just experience. And he's still, whatever information is working. No matter if you're there or not, but he had an opportunity, though, to make it. It just didn't happen.
I guess my thing is it starts to bleed into the argument of, like, with coaches. Like, oh, you can't coach me at a professional level because you never played professional football.
But there's a lot of people who don't sit up there and buy into that.
True. But that's my point with Brock's dad. Like, you can't discredit him because he never played pro.
Right.
I don't say discredit him, but like, what can you speak to?
What can Mike McDaniel speak to?
Who's that?
Mike McDaniel.
Dolphins head coach.
I don't know. That's why.
It works.
But it works.
Look at Kyle. Look at there's a whole gang of them.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Come on, and we know what that's about, man. Come on.
Well, there was still that we said, but this is his, but this we just speaking on this man.
Kyle is definitely because his daddy.
Yeah, Kyle, yeah, but then Mike McDaniel, we have no, like, he did his studying and learning.
He was on the coaching staff with Kyle and his dad and Mike Richard.
So, yes, but Mike never was a pro.
Yeah, none of them was.
And Mike was, well, he wasn't that small when he was in college, but he wasn't a physical specimen either, right, per se.
So, you know how to talk to these white people, man.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
Of course.
But I know we went off on a different tangent. but as far as the game again, do we see Mahomes that play against the Bucks, or do we see in the past Super Bowls, or do we see the normal Mahomes?
Normal Mahomes.
Wait, I accidentally did some research, and I'm going to stick to what the fuck I said. Sean Purdy is building my life for life, man. Fuck you, Tony Love. That nigga's a former Miami Hurricane.
Who?
You can't tell me his daddy played for the Miami Hurricanes with a pitcher. I'm good. I'm biased.
Who?
His daddy.
Purdy's daddy.
Rob Purdy's daddy.
Oh, okay.
He played for the Miami Hurricane, so hey, I don't need nothing else. I'm sticking to what I say. So yeah, no, we can keep it moving. I'm biased now. And I see why I got love for the man. That's why I said
was he on that 96 or that 95 team?
I don't know, but I just
I'll find out if he was on that 95 team because that was a funny one. But find out about the 95 team. Do some research. See if he was on that team.
My research department.
I hope he wasn't on the last pitch.
The
95 team.
The other MVP.
No, he wasn't on that. He wasn't on the 95 team because he's 55, nigga. So yeah, before his time.
Yeah. MVP picks. Who do y'all? I mean, for the Chiefs, it has to be Mahomes or nobody else, in my opinion.
Isaiah Pacheco.
You know who the MVP gonna be? Stop that. Chill out.
I got Isaiah Pacheco as the MVP.
Travis Kelce.
That's shit gonna Travis like a motherfucker. What the fuck? Exactly. That's why I don't want to watch the, all none of this shit tonight, man. Because if this shit's scripted the way I see it, I'm out.
My nigga, there's nothing better than Travis Kelce turning to a camera with Taylor Swift underneath his arm and saying, I'm going to Disney World. Telling you.
From the Niners side, who do y'all got as potential MVPs? I say Purdy and McCaffrey.
Yeah, they're gonna do their best. I think they're gonna do their best to make it McCaffrey.
It's gonna go definitely. To
Michael. I think that's very obvious too, though. So yeah,
it's gonna take multiple interceptions from a DB for it to be.
Well, yeah, you see, I think it's very.
Hey, I can tell you right now how many it's gonna take. Three.
Yeah,
it's gonna take three for him to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Right. It's. Because basically across the board, no matter, like y'all said, either team is going to be somebody of Caucasian persuasion. So we can just, that's where the MVP going this year.
Dark horse, yeah. George Kittle.
Still Caucasian. So I said, it's basically Caucasian against the field. At the end of the day.
MVP will be a Viking. From a Slavic nation.
There we go. Because it's Jordan ain't gonna be Minnesota. We don't want no Viking fans thinking anything, but we're gonna say the Slavic. Shout out to Cat Williams.
His birth origin is yeah, Viking.
Right. But you know, still though, shout out to Cat Williams for even teaching us a Slavic term. Cause that's even deeper than saying Viking.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We can come back and talk about Ty King's favorite part of the day is the halftime show.
Okay.
10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Welcome back. Continuing with the Super Bowl. Let's get to the halftime show.
Oh shit.
Usher Raymond. Is Jay-Z still in charge of the half show talent?
Yep.
So being in Vegas, it only right that Usher be the halftime show. So y'all see who do you think he's bringing out during the show?
I don't give a fuck, but Alicia Keys already been confirmed.
Yeah.
Lil Jon is coming.
Okay.
That might be shit. Honestly, that's all he really needs. He might bring out her. But
what about Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys. I said Alicia Keys at the beginning. She's already been. So I'll say this now. This is where I don't see this happen, but this could fuck it up if they do bring Beyonce out.
No, I hope they don't.
Just to be petty. No. They did My Boo.
Love in the Club was a remix, but My Boo is a song.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a remix, still is a song.
You're right.
But still, they'll still be petty just for Beyonce to be in the same building with Taylor Swift.
I didn't think about that. Good call, brother.
Hey, you no shape having bitch. I'm the queen in this fucking world now. So sit your ass down somewhere. So that could happen. So just don't, you know. So, I mean, right. That would be the most surprising thing if you did bring Beyonce out. Gotcha. At the end of the day. I don't see no other people. Like, I don't see no Ross coming out. I'm trying to think. Shit, think about all the Usher features. Like,
he got a ton of features, but like, what?
Yeah, but not are, with like, super. Yeah, heavy. But not no. Yeah, but that's what I said. I think only would be only Lil Jon, Luda, and Alicia Keys. Honestly, where the masses would know. After that, it's just basically typical
for pockets.
Bo Pocket stuff, yeah. So it's not nobody else established enough to get that love to be on stage with
him. Be on that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think those would be the only three that I can see. Unless, like I said, you trump it with Beyonce. That would just only be the only extra. That'd be that trump card.
Yeah, with the Jay-Z connection, yeah.
Right, with the Jay-Z connection. And it with NBA in Vegas on top of that. And what she's about to do in Vegas, too, because, you know, she's about to perform in that new venue that they have this year also. So that's the only reason I say her, because of just the Vegas thing.
Right.
But then that would give, that if they do the Love in the Club remix, then that means you bring Jeezy out. Because they were all on that same song. But they probably wouldn't, though, because they probably are. I forgot, they got to shorten the song, so Jeezy wouldn't make it. But so if you bring, that would be the biggest trump you can do is bringing out Beyonce for that. That's all I could see.
Yeah.
Other than that. Yeah. Other than that, fuck that overachieving ass nigga.
Why you like so much?
That just have been lately, man. It's been a lately thing, man. Is it something about in my particular household, the shit got real between me and Usher right now, nigga, and I just can't speak on it because that fucking other is another room, and I don't need shit to get. I don't need that shit to get ignited again.
Gotcha. Hey, man, was that list Tony Love came up with the list of guys would be uncomfortable around your old lady? Clearly, yeah. That's number one on the list.
No. Actually, no. That's not number one on her list, but it is the fact we just got into arguments that was just unnecessary. With him, but he definitely fit a lot of other cats lists for sure. But not this household, is just more just like, yeah, we got into unnecessary about pin games and stuff, and I ain't gonna speak on no more about pin games. I don't want to talk about nobody what they wrote or not wrote and shit like that. The shit got real. Still, fuck that nigga right now, overachieving bastard. I hope that nigga break his ankle on that bitch tonight. That's what the fuck I'm wishing.
Goddamn. Wow. Hey man, this same guy that fell on stage.
You old people are genuine, huh?
Nigga, that's not even a genuine nigga. Genuine just can't move no more because this nigga fat down the shape. I want this issue to break his ankle.
Oh so, man. So Super Bowl coming shortly, so we'll see if these predictions come true. Moving on. A couple things I want to touch on the NBA. As far as the NBA trade deadline, one, why do you have a trade deadline the same week as Super Bowl from a media perspective? Like, that makes no damn sense.
I said you should only did that if you knew you were going to do a fucking block. You had to force the issues to do a blockbuster trade. And if you don't want to do no blockbuster.
But no, you're contradicting yourself because you just dropped a CBA that helps prevent blockbuster trades and super teams and shit like that. So that can't be the case. It's just mere stupidity. Maybe.
Well, guess what? Then that means that the or NFL arrogance. Had a. I know that means then the NFL had a scoop on their asses of what they thought they were gonna do is put the pressure. It made it out. They made it burnt. You know, they got screwed in the end of the day.
Yeah.
So like you said,
it's just odd to me.
It didn't. Yeah, it was odd. It was definitely odd. I mean. Yeah, somebody, the trade deadline is normally around this time. It was a little earlier than normal.
It still feel early, yeah.
But the Super Bowl is a little late, too, though.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the extra team in the playoffs now.
Remember now, this is one of the first years in a minute now that NBA All-Star weekend is not the same weekend as Mardi Gras.
No, yeah. Well, this is Mardi Gras weekend right here, right now.
Yeah, but normally it's always Mardi... All-Star weekend. It's always no All-Star weekend. So NBA All-Star weekend at the same time, too. So I'm so infamous of normally recording. When we was home, we always had to record All-Star weekend because of Mardi NBA. Gras. Yeah, Mardi Gras. Because, the All-Star weekend, they always coexist. It seemed like they always coexist at the same time. This is red. Also, Super
I think
Bowl.
It's post-COVID. I think that's the other thing, too. It's post-COVID. That changed the NBA schedule, especially when they had that year when they had to start super early and whatever, after the bubble and shit.
Because think about it, you never – when has it been a time that we do Super Bowl weekend in Mardi Gras was the same time.
I don't remember that at all.
Ain't been many. It's not been many times.
Saints when they went.
Now look how far back that was too, though. So I was like, it happens, but it's very far in between. You don't even think about it. Trust me, that you didn't think about it, you said the same. Guess what? Why? It was the same going to the Super Bowl. Niggas ain't even think about Mardi Gras that year, so that's why you didn't even think about it.
Yeah, they postponed Bacchus.
See? Mm-hmm. See? But that's what I was saying. That's rare occasions that we ever experience something like this.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing, too.
I'm pretty sure the leagues know what they're doing as far as maximizing their money.
I mean, both they go. You see, they've been on a petty war the last few years. Anyway, they be trying to trump each other on something. Mm-hmm. And is this year the NFL got the NBA this year? Cause remember that one time too. Like they did a lot of trades right before the Super Bowl, and that shit almost low key trumped the Super Bowl. That was like a couple of years ago.
But stuff like that don't happen on a regular basis as far as NBA trades. You don't have a lot of bunch of trades like that on a regular basis. So,
I mean, they could have, if they wanted to, they could have forced, the league could have forced a trade if they wanted to. If they wanted the ratings that bad, but right now they
can't do it with that CBA. Like, hey, these teams not going over that tax. They ain't trying to pay that bread.
As you can see how, like, a lot of teams now are cutting cats. They just say, man, we're just going to get this shit off the books. Fuck it. We'll do a buyout, get your ass on. And
in the past, teams have been willing to hold their weight just to hold on to it with the hopes of making a trade. Now they're like, fuck that. We ain't paying no taxes on this nigga. Right. Shout out to Evan Fournier from the Knicks. Former Knicks. That nigga set the bench for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. He really has. Shoot, that you think of,
He went really from leading us in... He has the all-time record in three-pointers made to not playing no more.
Damn, that's crazy. And that short amount of time.
Cold world, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Cold world.
But that's why that right there, too. Your coach needs to go. Like, damn, Thibodeau got to go, my nigga.
Hey, we good winning. We were top four. Yeah, but yeah. We'll see. We'll see how these. Yeah, we got the talent. That's front office.
You know, that's low-key Rick Bronson doing the coaching, nigga. Honestly, I'm good to put that out there. Rick Brunson is really low key still in this team, but it's just like he's talking to the players, like, yo, yeah, just be patient. Like, he's the whisperer right now of Thibodeau and his stupidity.
Thibodeau's just really coaching the defense. The offense is definitely Brunson on the floor. So it's pretty much play good defense and Brunson, you figure it out. But speaking of coaches,
it's working.
Yeah, it's working. Speaking of coaches, Doc Rivers, I think we talked about this last time as far as fucking another black coach out of a job. What are you, 1-5?
Is he really black?
Who? You talking about Doc?
Yeah, is he really black?
I mean, he's from Chicago. I mean.
It's another Chicago dude that know how to talk to white people.
There you go.
That's going to be in the what have we learned.
I'm going to tell you this. This is why that made it more questionable. Like, I had no idea. Like, none of our docs showed to me Chicago. But you know what, though, now? None of our docs said Chicago to me personally. I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, no. I just didn't see that. So, but I'm going to take that. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to take an L on that because, you know, a particular neighbor that we had on that side that we never thought came from the same time as projects, you know? So, like, you know, we'll shout out that I won't say his name completely, but I'm surprised he was, you know, screw up on. Like, he was from that. We'd have never thought that, too, you know? I just say it started with E and a T.
Desire,
that's right. It was a desire. I would have never thought did we ever thought that?
Nah.
That's how I felt about Doc Rivers. Like when you just said it, like, yo, I didn't see that coming. So now that you say that now that it happens. So that makes sense now. It happens. And they know how to play the game.
Like what Monty Jones said, man, you meet somebody from New Orleans, they play classical music and then go home to the projects with their parents as drug dealers. So it's like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is facts too. So, yeah, that's why I said like the Doc thing surprised me that he was actually, you know, from Chicago, like, but I didn't get that vibe from him. But makes sense now, and then that only made me think about our, you know, our experience growing up and everything. So that makes sense though.
But they're not winning with him with the chains so far.
Good. No one's gonna win anyway.
Yeah, the Dame Lillard did take off the make you want to root for him for the Midwest team type deal with Giannis, the hard workers or whatever. But I don't know. I ain't expecting it to be this bad. I thought they would just stay on par, but
they had the situation right with Holiday there, because you still need somebody to be a defensive person on that floor to put everybody in the positions they need to be to properly. And because offensively, y'all can do it. You know, y'all need your offense.
Twins pitcher. Yeah. Hey, they got Pat Beverly. He's going to solve everything.
Is he starting?
I doubt it. He shouldn't be. I mean, were you going to start Dame and Pat? So Dame, Pat, Middleton, Giannis, and Lopez? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's too small of a backboard.
Yeah.
But I'm with Rashad on that.
It'd have been better if you'd have kept Holiday and then brought Pat Beverly in.
And just double down on defense.
Yep. Because all it is at this point right now. It's just like the offense is the offense. You already know the league gonna let Giannis score however you want to score.
Right.
So you might as well just play defense to make sure you get Giannis the more opportunities to score. That's how you should have left it. So going for Dame, this was not a good look. And it's just kind of, you know, this is, I don't know, it's fitting. I mean, it's all good, though. Like, I mean, I'm just disappointed, but I don't know.
Well, thank you.
And then you go hire Adrian Griffin. Yeah, you hire Adrian Griffin was a bad choice, too.
You go after Dame to keep Giannis because he was refusing to sign that extension.
Right, that's true too. And you know what?
But at the same time, you can also request a trade if the things don't go right. Because you're gonna think I got Dame, so we should be better than this.
But
you gonna say to me?
I was gonna say at the same time though, without the defense now. I feel like Dame and Giannis is working too hard. Yeah. Now you got to score that much. You got to score more points to win because y'all suck at defense.
And they have a lot of close games too.
Yeah.
A lot of close games that they shouldn't have.
Should never fire the coach. Should never fire the original coach.
Man, they should never got rid of Holiday. I'm with you on that.
Holiday and the coach, honestly. You could have kept the coach, Holiday, and his own Pat Bevin. I think you still would have been the same. You'd have been still the same solid team. You'd have been just as good. But now you did all of this stuff and shit.
With no picks.
And then you fired the coach two years after winning the championship.
Yeah, two years after winning the championship.
This is the second time it's happened. And Frank Vogel fired.
Yes.
What's the championship?
Grace period.
Right. What's the grace period?
Ain't no grace period no more. Days over. Mm-hmm. The days of having a coach there for more than 4 or 5 years is
right.
It's very rare now.
They're basing all this stupid shit off of that Toronto run, which is dumb. Never base nothing off of just a run like that. That was a trade baited that they were gonna gamble on. You can't expect that to always happen. That's a gamble.
I'll be honest with you. I don't fault Doc. I think he's surrounded by a bunch of prima donnas.
Nah, but Doc can't coach to save his life, man. We have to cut this shit out right now.
Doc Rivers won coach of the year. With a 41-41 record.
I think was it y'all or was the other chat I was in? I was like, he has like more than half his career, he's lost, like, you know, he's been under you know, 60% wins. Like, more than half.
When he was with the Celtics, that was probably, like, his best run when he was with the Celtics.
He really only had a year and a half.
He got lucky, bro.
Yeah, he had the coach. Danny Ainge was pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Coach, all right. The research department would know better than me. Yeah, he had a coach.
Danny Ainge won executive of the year that year.
Okay.
Two of the biggest trades. Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett in the same year.
Yeah, how do you pull that off? Yeah, that's still questionable to this day.
Yeah, Kevin McHale. Highway robbery. Explain that, Kevin McHale.
Yeah. Definitely some drinks exchanged during that conversation.
Exactly.
Continuing with the Bucks, our favorite defensive end pulling out the Sham guy. Going straight to lay in
Smitty.
In the Smitty. He went tween, Sham God, Smitty move, slap blast. Like it's 1995.
That cat need to be out of the league right now for guarding him and allowing all that happen. Remember now, even prior to that move, remember they called him a traveler or another move, which was not actually a traveler. But like that actually was a legit move, but it just shocked that he pulled it off. It like, is now. We're gonna call it travel. Yeah, we call it travel. Like, where you get these moves from all of a sudden? What are you doing?
Dude, it's like, that dude is like super ripped. Damn, the defensive lineman. God,
that's what he's supposed to be playing football. He is in the wrong sport. He's supposed to be the Julius Peppers of NFL right now. He is not supposed to be in the league playing basketball. He is supposed to be a defensive end for sure.
Ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissed up that dude.
Yeah, so but he's having a moment right now. I don't know who got in his ear, got him all feeling himself, but he trying to be out here being disrespectful and it's low key working. But these cats, that show you how bad this league is, because a lot of these cats need to be out the league if you gonna let a nigga like this do these moves on you. Bottom line.
Hey, but no matter what. He's an NBA champion.
Yep. Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Sad thing to say. Same thing to say. Sad thing.
Hey, man. Let that man have his moment. He gonna get that bread. But let's go ahead and take another quick break. We can come back and talk Shannon Sharp from Club Shay Shay with another interview, stirring shit up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
10 minutes. All right, welcome back. Semi sticking with football. Shannon Sharp. I don't know if this is the trend that he's going for, but it's definitely getting him a lot of views with some controversial guests. He had Monique on. And she had some choice words from a few people. Some funny shit in there, too. I got to finish watching the whole thing. But do y'all think it's a good look for Shannon Sharp to be kind of getting more Hollywood-type stuff and getting into those controversies or what?
I'm going to say this. I think Shannon's being Shannon, honestly.
Yeah.
When you're around Shannon, what you going to do? You going to talk. Like, Shannon's that type of person. Like, he really can get whatever information he really kind of want out you the way how he delivers, because he make you feel comfortable.
Especially how he be sitting back listening. Like, he really be entertained like a motherfucker.
Right. So, like, he's not, he is perfect for him.
Yeah, with the drink. The drink. With the drink. Hey, let's talk to your boy.
Yeah. He sells you. That's what I'm saying. He sells you to a T. So it's like,
yeah.
He found his niche, and he's always been, like they've always said throughout his career, he's all been a talker.
And I've seen him on a couple of podcasts, you know, for Super Bowl, and he said it himself. A lot of journalists, you know, make this about them. So interview they want to mm-hmm. they inject their voice. Right. The people he bring on, they do most of the talking. I got a few things I want to, you know, get in the direction of and address, But I'm not going to interrupt you. We gonna talk. You gonna get your point out.
Right. And he know the right. So, he know to ask the right question after he hear what you're saying. He listens to everything you say. Then he'll come right back and say the right question right after that to kind of keep it going. He good at what he do.
Throwing lobs all over the place, looking like prime Jason Kidd.
Yeah. Well, he got people. Now, I don't know what's up with him and Mike Epps right now, because even Mike taking that shot at the way he part of the Tukatoe crew. I'm like, damn. Yeah, I'm like, come on, Mike.
And that ain't him.
I'm like, come on. Why you gonna put that on Shannon of all people? Is bigger than Shannon is? I think he'll keep it a buck no matter what.
Right.
You know, that's why I was like he low-key shot at Regina Hall recently. He low-key did that.
He didn't shot this out on a lot of people over the years.
Nia, shout out to Nia.
Yeah. So, but like, yeah. So, you know, when even Monique tried to put out there something like, oh, he like his white girl. He's like, he all black babies, though. So, but you can't put that on him. Like, put that on him when his babies are clearly chocolate. Like, you know.
Black, oh, them babies, black.
Black. Ain't no Dominican. He just said no Dominican or Puerto Rican. Hey, black. Just make sure not even to put them in there. Like, oh, they got a little sprinkle of Puerto Rican or Dominican at all.
Like I say in the chat, if a woman feel that you ain't giving her enough attention, the only reason that you possibly doing that because you must like white girls.
Yeah, when you ain't getting the attention, then they put that label on you.
So,
but I mean, if you listen to that fool talk, he tells you where he's staying.
Just to add to this or whatever, Rashawn, I can tell you don't like white girls because today you look like you're a superstar, bro. Got the hoodie on with the glasses and I'm
saying? No. This is Anakin. This is Anakin all day, man. You need to relax.
Nigga, you look very comfortable right now. Like you got some money on your belt, you know what I mean?
Nah, this is all Anakin, man. There ain't no money around here, right? Oh, trust me, if it was my money on me, then this should be red, not no black. I can tell you that. It should be all red. And I know they say you always want to be in the black and not the red, but I'll be the opposite. You see me in red, that means my money good.
I'm saying, bro, you drinking nickel liquor now? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, I hear you. I'm out of my business.
I know.
Hey, you see, you understand my bigger picture now. You learn how to mind your business too.
I should have fucked you.
So that's all that matters, though. But you know, but still, though, I don't know. Shannon touching the pulse. He know how to get everybody in their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he getting them views.
He got Ocho around here flying private now, man. Ocho not being cheap. That's how you know his influence is real. And Ocho is super cheap.
Ocho. Them two, them two country motherfuckers.
You can't let two ignorant-ass fools like that. I knew that was going to be prime. I knew that was going to be perfect combination. When I saw them two together, I said, yeah. You got a younger version acting the older one ignorance.
Yeah,
and that's crazy. Too. The younger one, they teaching each other though. They actually helping each other grow. That's some crazy shit. Two ignorant fools helping each other grow.
Yeah, match made in heaven. Another I think funny controversy, but it can turn dark real quick. What the hell did old boy say to Trey Songz to make Trey Songz want to fight him?
No, he said he was talking to a chick. No, he was like Jacques, he was talking to the chick and he got in his feelings. Like he felt like the chick was already, he already hollered at him. And Jacques didn't even know that he was even talking to the chick and Trey being Trey on that. Like our boy would say on that powder. Bubba say he on that powder hard. So like Trey's still out here, they ain't got his shit together at the end, dodged all these other bullets. He's still out here wilding. I mean, you gonna pull a nigga braid? You know, you gonna pull a nigga dreads out? Like, it's just like, come on, man. Over a chick? That's, he said that's with the workers. That was Jacquees like, this chick wasn't even that on point for you to be tripping over. She's just with the workers. I was like, damn. Jacquees like, you ain't had to put the workers on blast. Like,
she was a ball girl? She wasn't even
He said she was just a basic chick. That's how he said she was so basic. Like, these workers could have got at her. Like, she was nobody of significance for you to be tripping over.
Now, Jacquees messed up the little thing he was going to run through, and nobody knew about what's going on about her. You making my spot.
Trying to get a hidden treasure.
Yeah, but Trey been on this foolery for a hot minute or two. Even like this, if you got 50 Cent also saying, "Man, I can't rock with you," yeah, you wildin'.
Hey man, we said it before, man. 50 Cent call it like it is, man. People be talking about him. He has a keen eye on shit, on situations for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he said a couple. You remember? A couple of summers ago before the pandemic, he was having a tycoon little weekends and shit. And Trey Songz was wilding out one weekend. He said, "Yeah, you can't come back to none of them going forward. We don't need your. You was tripping. And you wrecked. They say you wrecked a Bentley that weekend." And you chicks was talking about you was tripping. Nah, Trey been wilding for a hot minute. But unfortunately, Trey fell under that category of fame brought the true person that he is out.
David Ruff.
Yep. pretty much. Yes, basically. Yeah. Because, like, I've heard people say, like, y'all think R. Kelly shit is real. Y'all wait till you hear that Trey stories. Trey Songz story. Oh. They gonna say that nigga be under the jail two times. How reckless he was!
What you say, Tony Love? There's the difference. There's a difference. One was underage, one's not.
This is definitely a difference.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't at the junior high.
Yeah, right. That we know of.
Yeah.
And you
waiting
never know.
Outside,
you might get some more information. Trey might.
Yeah, but for you to say that worse than messing with underage kids is worse than what Trey doing worse than that is like, yo, that's crazy, then. Like, that ain't no good shit to hear.
I still don't understand. Yeah, no. Like, I don't understand. Like, you a star in sports and stuff, and you still feel the need that you gotta bully somebody and take the booty. Because you get a rise out of that.
My bad,
Are you good? We talked about what? We talked about your boy. With the Saints.
Darren Sharper.
Same thing. Like, we know he had to do what he did, but he did it.
Mm-hmm. But and that's the same thing. Like, you got to also consider that they wasn't always that star.
Right.
True.
So they had to do the silly shit that they're doing now to get the pussy.
Mm. Trey was 18, because Trey was 18 when he finally got his first deal, so that may be, he ain't grow up enough to.
But no, but the other part about that too, Tony Love, so like, say you grew up on bologna sandwiches, because you poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you get bread, like, how often are you still eating bologna sandwiches? Like, a normal person should grow beyond that, but these are not normal people, clearly.
Hey, man. I see him growing that motherfucker eating bologna sandwich. I'm looking at the motherfucker sideways, like,
But think about, like, someone like Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was spiking drinks well before he got on.
Facts.
Right. Well before he got on. So you're still in that mentality, like, you know, I'm a famous comedian. I got TV shows. I'm doing
Creature of Habit. Yeah,
like you said, but like we still talking about grown folks. Like that's why, like I guess when it comes to the Trey thing, Trey, like I said, Trey came into the game barely 18. He just, he just seen the dark side. It just tainted him worse. You know, it just hit certain people. Everybody just, the dark side hit everybody differently. Are they gonna rock with it? They not gonna rock with it.
Because like in the case of Bill Cosby, who are you gonna be stupid enough to say something? It's my word against yours,
right?
Yeah.
Back in those days, you had no proof and everything. You know, no social media, nobody ain't saying nothing. But remember, this is the new generation. Right. This is the new generation of snitching. This is the snitching generation now. Like, everybody want everybody business. Now. Yeah. Stuff used to just be like a mysterious rumor. It was always a rumor.
Yeah.
And you just left it at that. But now today, niggas is like, she's like, yeah, they did that shit. And it's just bottom line like that. Now, a lot of people looking for a quick payday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other sad thing, too, now. Like, that's why, like, Derek Jeter is the greatest to ever go down to do this shit. Because, you know, he's the last. And he's going to be the last. Because, I tell you that he ain't going to be the last. Well, he has the chance to be the last. The only person that can beat him is Drake. At the end of the day right now.
Drake has a kid.
He just got a kid, but I mean, still being exposed for anything. He ain't been bashed in the streets no different than Jeter, though. By no chicks. No chicks saying come out. We have niggas hating, no doubt. You're going to have niggas, but I'm talking about chicks airing him out.
He can pay
what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, he's been known to cheat on chicks.
But guess what, though? It ain't been blatantly exposed, or it ain't cost him nothing at this time.
Hey,
right.
I say close. Good. I just say close to Jeter. Ain't nobody gonna do what Jeter did ever again in life. Like, that's Teflon. That's the definition. If you want to look for it, they say put a picture next to Teflon, you put Derek Jeter right there.
Well, it all depends on how the lawyer writes the NDA.
And that's another good thing, too. Now, that's another outstanding point, too. Right, but that's why I said Jeter. That's why Jeter goes down where he goes down. And the man has a legendary. How you have a top 10 of 10s?
Yep.
So that's another. So, like you said, but I mean, that's why I said Drake comes close. I ain't say he's there. I said comes as close to him. Other than that, everybody else. Well, I guess the only fucking next person. Oh shit, Denzel though, nigga. Denzel might be the originator of this shit though. Nobody air his ass out.
Right.
Hey, have y'all ever heard a story where Denzel said if an actress has to do like a sex scene or a topless scene with him, that he takes them out to dinner?
Yeah.
Sound about right? Yeah.
That's why
he's legendary. That's why he's just he's like, this is gonna get you take you out to dinner so you don't feel you being used. Just make him feel comfortable. That's a nigga different.
That's some OG shit right there.
Right.
Sign the NDA before we play.
Well, I think Giselle might be the only cat that didn't ever had chicks sign them in the early years and then had no issues. Cause everybody knew to stick to the script.
Oh man.
That's all I can say with that foolery though. But
first world problems.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Raheem, what y'all did for Feet God when he came interview with y'all?
No. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
Y'all had no white toes waiting at the door?
Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth. FIFA 2026. That's all I gotta say.
Oh yeah,
y'all about to get that bread, boy.
How many games y'all got?
I know we have the most out of the playoffs. I think we have like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah, we got 7.
Yeah, so I know everybody. I know I can talk on that because it's public. So yeah. So So the thing is it we would. It was hoping that we would get the champions, you know, I guess you want to say the finals or whatever.
Which y'all should have.
But, you know, I think they made it up by giving the opportunity for 2 more games versus everybody else. So, which, you know, it's a win.
Overtime going to be crazy that year, buddy.
Here's the thing. It's a win-win for Texas because.
Yeah.
It's like, you think doing that whole summer, they're going to have so much traffic coming in and out that city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Big money. You know,
yeah, so I mean, I think it's a. I think
that aspect of it, I think it's a win. But, you know, as far as the other questions you asked me or whatever, plead the fifth.
I mean, it's public information that he interviewed with y'all. Like, what are you talking about?
I ain't talking about nothing.
As you should.
Oh, man. Go ahead and text that to me. Tony Love, what have you learned this episode?
Not much here. We just professional athletic experience counts no matter the level.
Yeah, I knew he was
going to
go there. I knew that.
You already know.
I knew he was going to go there fucking up.
That was another one you missed before you came on. I put that in the chat. Just another Chicago cat is finessing white folks. Shout out to Doc. Shout out to Isaiah Thomas. Dwayne Wade, you did it.
Yeah.
with the Utah Jazz. Y'all doing your thing. Can't hate on you. And hey, Shannon Sharp is on the run. I'm excited to see where this goes.
On the run. In more ways than one.
Literally. 56 million views for that cat would. And still
that's crazy. Yeah. Wasn't it like at 2 million like in 24 hours or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
That's the way to start the new year off. That's how you start the new year off right, boy.
Crazy chips and dip.
Yeah. I'm like, that's so his private plans to pay for the rest of the year.
I understand the metric because the other podcast I watched, they did the money right there on the spot, and they said that comes out to 600K he got for them views. So I got to
For one show.
Damn.
So it's 58 for that entire interview and 96 for the clips. 96 million.
On the clips for shorts and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
God damn.
I wonder how much Monique and him got paid.
I'm gonna tell you this. I don't think they got paid. Honestly, like I think now they're gonna look to get paid going forward.
That's a good question.
Cat Williams situation.
Because I was thinking about that earlier today.
Because because Shadow wasn't big enough to be offering people money. He just said, "Yo, you want to come have an interview with me?" I just think Shadow was just that cool, and I don't think he had to financially convince anybody to come on the show.
Now, I have researched this when we first started this. Like, there's definitely podcasts that like pay to get guests on and stuff like that. But like you said, like you wouldn't think because Shannon Sharp is such a, you know, like we said earlier, like he's so comfortable to talk to. Like everybody gonna want to do it if he asks. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, so it's not it shouldn't be a requirement that Shannon Sharp pay people. But like you said, going forward, they're going to see, you getting X amount of dollars. Well, shit, you need to give me something off of that or a percentage or something. Right.
That kind of makes sense now. I see why Mike Epps won't go on there. Because you know what Shannon be knowing? He be having this information for you. And he hit you with the questions you ain't prepared to be hit with. And I think
Mike got a lot of shit.
Yeah, and Mike got a lot of shit. And like Shannon might say something like Mike will not be prepared for. And he might have just didn't want that. So he just going to say, nah, I'm going to just put this narrative out there just so why I don't want to rock with him.
Nah, I mean, I believe when he got paid, she don't do nothing for free.
You know what? That's a good fucking call too, though. That's why I don't like her, yo. Like she feel like she's too entitled.
But I think Kat did it for probably a lower price. But you know what I'm saying?
I think Kat did it for free. I think Kat did it straight up for free.
Because Kat definitely came in with a purpose. So I don't think he had to. He didn't even want no money for that. He wanted to say what he wanted to say.
But you know what, though? I'm going to take that back, though. Now she's on Kat's tour. Maybe Kat just told her, you got to do this for free. If you want to get exposure and get your money, you got to do this for free.
But because that was Monique's thing with doing the promotion for Precious back in the day. She wasn't getting paid for the press run. She was doing that for free. You think that white counterparts are doing these press runs for free?
No.
No.
So, I, like, I never understood why she got the backlash.
The backlash.
Because, yeah. Because she called it out because Blash was doing it for free forever. And like now she's like, I'm nominated for an Oscar. I know the game. Where's my feet?
Right.
Yeah.
And now that's like, why you see Taraji now crying. You know, well, not crying, but saying like how she's been underpaid.
She crying.
You crying.
Yeah, okay then. So I wasn't tripping. Okay, I appreciate y'all helping me out because like I thought she was crying.
Like,
but like she's made bad decisions on her management teams that led her to the situation. You can't get mad at nobody but your management team that dropped the ball on you when you was nominated for an Oscar yourself. You might not win, but you got nominated. So your patience has been at a new height and at a consistent pace all the time going forward.
But at the same time too, like I hate that it was DJ Vlad who made sense about all this. Like you, Taraji P. Henson, you can pick the projects you want to put out there.
Exactly.
Like, come on, you who ain't gonna want to work with you? If you send up that, hey, I got this project I'm gonna work on. You know, I think I'm gonna send you the script. This would be good. You know, tell me what you think. We can get this ball rolling. We both, you putting up the money and all the money coming to you.
Well, I mean,
I'm sad to say this. Taraji still got a basic state of mind, man. She got a basic DC state of mind. Costly.
The biggest fear is like, let's be realistic. They can be replaced by a younger person who will take less. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not even just that, though. It's just, I just think she just stayed basic. Why is Regina King and Regina Hall not complaining? But they stay working.
Because they work behind the camera.
Yeah, too, and they work behind the camera, both of them.
But Taraji don't, though.
Yeah.
But
so that's where she's dropping the ball at.
If she doesn't have that skill set, she can't tap into it. That's the other part about it.
That's what you need to learn.
Yeah,
you want to stay relevant.
Giannis' brother can't learn to be a basketball player. Everybody can't learn shit.
That's why I still call, at the end of the day, it's called music business or show business. You need to know the business. And if you notice anyone, you know, certain actors get to a certain level, what they become? Executive producers of anything they put out.
Because that's like with your girl.
She said the last on the movie she was executive producer was that Proud Mary movie.
Like Vivica Fox, when people try to get at her because she says she's fine, it's like, yeah, she's fine because she works behind the camera. She writes and produces, directs, or whatever. So it's like, you know, she's another one. She's like, yeah, I'm not having the same experience that Taraji having, but what people are, you know, so they're like, oh, you hating on Taraji? No, she's not hating. She's telling you the facts.
Taraji don't want to do low budget stuff either, though. She want everything to be high-end Hollywood, but you need to do on all levels.
Yeah.
She got the connects. She got the connects to stay relevant behind the scenes in the business.
Exactly. She has all that.
I mean, my thing is like, you know, here's the thing or whatever. Again, I think she had the opportunity. I don't think to be honest with you or whatever, she was an opportunist because we heard some of the roles were due to other people and she just benefited off that, right?
Yeah.
And she wrote up.
Which
happens all the time or whatever. So now it's like, I'm not getting paid for it. It's like, well, you could have just used the opportunity to kind of really better yourself, but you didn't. And it's not nobody's fault but hers. I mean, and the sad part about it is if you take away that, you know, she's a famous Black actress or whatever, it's like, she's not really that much star level. You know what I mean? She's more like a BC level star, you know what I mean? Depending on who you talk to.
I see what you're coming from with that. It ain't like, her skills don't jump out to you on like a Viola Davis do.
Right.
Yeah, but
she her, like you honestly.
But Viola Davis also told you she's also done a different level of acting, being on Broadway and stuff like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm about to say. This is the thing I was about to write. Like when as soon as you hear Taraji talk, what's the first thing you hear? Fucking baby boy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that just has not removed from her. Even though she did Benjamin Button. It don't still remove you from what you've consistently always done. Even when she did the cookie lines on Empire. It's just that role, like you said, it ain't translating to money.
But the urban role does have limitations.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, you can still make hundreds of million dollars
right
catering to that audience. And that's right. The thing. She's too busy trying to cross over instead of
sticking to where you know.
I promise you, I think how Regina Hall is moving right now is bothering her, because they're the same age, they're from the same city, but it's two different type of people. And you could tell, like, you know, Regina Hall, she's doing more of the indie movies, that critically acclaimed indie movies. She's in a mm-hmm. lot of those lately now, where yep. she's getting that respect from that white Hollywood vibe or the indie world. If you get in that world, that means you got opportunities coming in the future.
Yeah.
And Taraji, I think, is because they're both around the same age, I think Taraji's feeling some kind of way about that, especially with them already working together and things like that. But for some reason, Taraji's not had that role that shows her versatility.
You understand that we literally are seeing the decline of one generation and what we know, and a upbringing of a new generation.
And so, what Taraji, she's finally realizing that, you know, she's behind.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and never had to. Never thought she had to do better, because you always thought you were ahead, and like the whole time you was behind.
I think the pandemic showed her that. When everything slowed down and she started seeing for things for what it was.
Yeah. You get the opportunity to sit back and peep game.
Yeah. And then now when everything came back open again, she saw maybe she wasn't getting as much roles as the other counterparts that she thought she should be getting. At the end of the day.
Technically she should actually do daytime TV.
No, she ain't that far down like that. I think dude, what if, like, 50's already reached out to me. Low key has been, he reached out to us and say, yo, I may have a part for you in the show. Now she could, like, basically how Mary is on Power. He can get on that point. If you can get to that, then you good. You're gonna make some good money, because Mary, I found out, like, Mary made 400 per episode. 400K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary getting 400K for Power, try to shut the hell up and get your ass on Power yeah. and make your goddamn money. Because people going to watch it because that's your audience right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But
of course you're going to get more than what Mary got because you're more established. But right. That's your lane right there.
That's a good call. I want to revisit this on a future episode, because I think there's a few other actresses that she can learn from. Like you said, Mary can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's a straight B-line.
And if we could take it off, just you know, her off. I mean, George Clooney said as recent, he stopped having to take a second mortgage on his house 10 years ago. That's when his money started getting stripped to make a movie. Because right. he was doing his own shit. He would right. take that second mortgage out, put it toward the movie, make the money. Pay that off.
And flip it.
Flip it, yeah.
Like, girl, what come? There's people out there who would love to teach you the game, Taraji.
It's like you said, but nobody want to do that work. Everybody just want to go out here. They just want to do the work, but they don't want to do the necessary to make the money. You know, have the backing of the money to do what they need to do.